So why is this useful? Well, at the end of the day, a computer, therefore, can represent any number of values, from 0 to 1 to 2 to 3 to some number much, much, much higher than that. All it needs is enough bits, enough zeros and ones. Well, what are those bits? Well, all of us have these days in our phones sources of light, for instance. So I could actually say that this physical device right now might be a little hard to tell. It does have a flashlight, and it's technically off at the moment. But if I turn this flashlight on, thereby using some of the electricity, then now I'm storing a 1. And so the phone is on. Now it's off, now it's on. And if I see, can I borrow someone's phone real quick? May I? OK, and flashlight, how do I turn on the flashlight? Oh, shake it. That's OK. OK, thank you. That's OK. Oh, thank you. OK, so this is great. Now I can count higher. So now I'm now this represents the number what? If I have two light bulbs or two switches on at the moment. Yeah, 3, because I have a 1, I have a 1, and I have a 2, which of course is going to end up equaling 3. And if I pick up a third phone somehow, I could count even higher. Technically, if I had 3 light bulbs on, 1, 1, 1, what would that value be?
7,
because it's a 4 plus a 2 plus a 1, and so forth. Thank you so much for the spontaneity.